Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mutt and Callahan with the Mutt Man and Jerry Callahan on Sports Radio WEEI.
Tonight, it's about celebrating with my teammates. And that decision will be made a week or two, you know, down the future. Because tonight, that's what it's about, is celebrating with my teammates. And that's what I'm worried about tonight. We're going to have a good time. Bill told me he's partying tonight, so you know it's going to be good.
Gronk said a week or two for retirement news. Well, today would be 2 weeks post-Super Bowl, correct? It was the 2nd of the 9th, now the 3rd, the 10th, now the 17th. This would be the end of that 2 weeks. So
do you think
could get news
that night, Curtis, that was Super Bowl night, do you think Gronk partied as hard as Mutt did yesterday?
No chance. No, there is not a human being on the face of the earth that was more pie-eyed than Mutt was last night.
I don't know how you do it, Mutt. You're still in good shape. You look like you're, 130, 135?
Again, you can mock me all you want. I'll stand by my effort in that dinner last night.
How much?
The conversation
how many,
at that dinner.
From noon time till
Curtis
midnight.
Curtis just sat there eating.
How many beers did you drink?
I have no idea.
There you go. There's your
no
answer.
I have no idea.
No clue.
Defense rest.
No idea. I was thirsty. Was the weather yesterday made people thirsty, and I took advantage of that weather.
And you sat.
I will
this,
today as well.
Bar,
I got some Daytona
called, Rusty's.
Rusty's right next to us. Raw
drank,
raw bar seafood.
Draft beers and watched horse racing on your
sat
computer.
Sat in the sun, 80 degrees and sunny.
He made friends with a stranger's dog. That's how hammered he was at this bar.
Why do you have to be hammered to make friends, Chris? I'm social. I like to talk to people. I know you like to just sit there,
right.
Get in, get out. The one thing I realized about Curtis, zero patience. The minute a meal is over, he wants to leave. He's annoyed if things linger.
That's what happens when
he's insane.
Give up alcohol.
Yes.
Is that
yes.
What it is?
Yes.
Oh.
What's the point? I used to love to sit down and drink. That was a blast. Now it's get me out of here.
Do your parents drink in front of you?
No. My dad gave up basically all, hard liquor when I stopped drinking. And he drinks a little wine, but not with me.
What if he's not with you? What does it matter?
I don't know. He did it. He was something. I think he noticed that he might need to stop drinking as well a little bit. So he gave up hard liquor. And then my mom just drinks wine. She drank wine last night.
Yeah, we both had a glass of wine, me and Mrs. Curtis.
You had one glass.
Chris? This is what I'll say. This is what I remember. You said, how did you know that I was an alcoholic? It was because I drank all day. We'd go to dinner. I'd have a beer, and then I'd go back to the room and pound them. That's Mutt's life now. He drinks all day, has one drink at dinner, and then goes and pounds afterward.
And I carried that dinner socially?
You were tremendously talking.
Thank you very
it was
much.
Wonderful.
And you were so drunk, you told Curtis you loved him.
You did.
I've said that all the time to the guy. Guy works.
You put your arm around him because that's a real drunk move.
I think I tried to kiss you.
It was
one point.
A little awkward.
Yeah, it was weird.
You said, "Can you come to my room? I need something fixed on my TV."
It was a weird. The low point for me at the dinner was we were leaving, and it was a weird, awkward goodbye hug with his mom. Me and Maria bonded. We get along very well. We're going to hang out in Saratoga in the summer.
You play cards right, she's going to give you an Audi.
I'll get the second hand me down. And so she went in for like the half goodbye hug. Then I went in. It was awkward. But it was a huggable moment. It was a huggable type of dinner. We're both in a good mood.
Did you get a little elbow boob?
I don't think I did. I got my shoulder went like in the side of her head. I felt like an idiot.
It's forearm boob. That's always good.
I don't think it was forearm boob. She's very nice. I'm not sure again.
But it is kind of surprising.
How Curtis is a radio
producer.
2 weeks
to the day that they won the Super Bowl, correct?
Yes.
Is that my math right?
That is,
yes.
You nailed it.
I just said
14
that.
Days, no arrests, no reports of like drunken, naked Gronk on top of a bar or on Shaq's shoulders or anything like that, right?
Only at the parade. At the parade,
I think
yes,
our little Gronky is growing up. Parade was tame, don't you think, for him?
No, I thought he was the typical Gronk. He had shirt off at times.
Well, they all had their shirts off. David Andrews had
not
his shirt
everybody.
Off.
I don't think Tom Brady took
shirt
his shirt off.
Off.
No, I did not take my shirt off that day. But he also grabbed his girlfriend sort of provocatively, got people annoyed with that whole thing.
He did not.
He did.
There's nobody that was actually offended.
Reamer came on the next day and said it was too much.
Okay, exactly my point.
Right. So we don't think he was just saying that for
yes.
effect?
Okay. Well, nothing's happened. There's no real incidents. Since then. 2 weeks, right?
I've heard nothing, no.
But
seen
2 weeks was... What did he just say in that
1 to 2 weeks.
1 to 2 weeks.
A week
weeks,
or two. Whatever.
2 weeks the
yeah.
time frame for
that's
when...
today.
For him to make a decision. So, right. So, him today would do for a decision on his future.
And maybe this adds
some
context to it.
You have staked your reputation on him retiring.
Yes, and I'm standing by that. I don't think anything in these 2 weeks.
You're like Jesse Smollett, whatever his name
Smollett,
is.
Smollett, yeah.
That's your story, and you're sticking to it.
I have a rope, a red hat, and I pay these guys money to do it. Yes, but Mike, so let's see. You came to my side of this. By the end of
Super Bowl week,
you said, you finally admitted you're right. That quote right there from Gronk, I'm coming to your side. So have you gone back?
Yeah, I'm going to go back.
Okay.
Just for fun.
This will probably send you back towards your original side as well. Mike Reese reports that in his ESPN Patriots column today, Gronk has been a regular at Gillette Stadium since the Super Bowl. He also made a visit to Boston Children's Hospital this past week with his family to spend some time with parents, patients, and donate $80,000. Reese notes that he could be visiting the facility to get treatment on his thigh, which he hurt in the Super Bowl. But also, Mike points out that the team and Gronkowski ended the year on a good note, both personally and from a team relationship standpoint.
He's playing.
You're wishy-washy.
He's playing.
Absolutely. No,
I mean, when he talked about all the pain he plays with and how it affects his mood and affects his life, that sounded like a guy who was sick of it. But
he's getting winning, free treatment for his thighs to go into acting in a week or two.
Winning a Super Bowl does a lot to change a perspective. I mean, he had a blast in the end. His last image of the season, his last memory is a great one, right?
And the catch to get down to the 2-yard line.
Yes, and I don't think you need treatment for those thigh things.
He said he could not walk after the game.
I know, but that just takes time, right? You don't, it's not surgery.
You compare the end of last season when he was really considering retirement. He had the concussion against the Jaguars. They had that really brutal loss against the Eagles.
So last year he was really considering it, but this year he's not.
I'm saying that
you told me for years that was a rumor,
right?
So now you say he was considering it last year. Gotcha.
Those events led to him speculate on his future playing time. This period of time, he had the great win, no injuries, felt as healthy as he did all year. They win the Super Bowl.
So which way are you leaning?
He's coming back 100%.
He's always said
Curtis
that. Curtis
is right.
Not
he's coming back.
He's
I haven't
not.
Either. He's coming back.
Jerry's been all over this. Absolutely.
I just don't think 29-year-old guys walk away from $10 million, and that's
you know who agrees with you is Mark Bavaro today. I'm sure we all read the Tara Sullivan column in the Boston Globe.
I did not
on Mark Bavaro. So Bavaro lives in Massachusetts now. And Tara got him on.
That's where he's from.
I didn't realize he moved back here. I didn't know that until today. And Bavaro basically told Gronk in no uncertain terms, play till you can't play anymore. That he played for 4 more years after he thought his career was done, and it was a banged up 4 years. There was time in Cleveland, some time in Philadelphia, but he has no regrets, and he is so happy that he played those last 4 years.
Making...
And essentially said the same thing, that Gronk is healthy right now. He's making a lot of money. He brought up, not surprising, the contract situation, because I think we all realize if he does come back, he's not coming back for the contract he's going to make. He's going to have to take a pay cut to come back. And Bavaro recognized that, but said, play till you can. He has no regrets and thinks Gronk should do the exact same.
He's going to make $10 million. That's what he's going to make. Yeah. And 29-year-old guys don't walk away from $10 million. And by the way, you know what? He might get married to the little lady, the swimsuit model, whatever she is.
Camille Costa.
Settle down. Camille and Gronk. They might, you know, start having little Gronkies.
They have to get engaged first.
Right.
I don't think
they've
gone to that.
Maybe they haven't.
Don't do that.
By the way, Tara Sullivan
don't settle down.
She quotes Mark Bavaro in like every story on Gronk. I just looked it up. There's like 4 stories where she's interviewing Mark Bavaro about Rob Gronkowski.
Well, you know who
she
likes that?
Giants
Belichick
connection.
Likes that.
It's his guy, yeah.
Oh, well, she used to cover the Giants, so
yeah.
I guess.
So it ties in there.
So he's staying, we've determined.
He's retiring this week, the announcement. They'll be down at Gillette Stadium. He'll love the time playing football. He won't close his door completely on football coming back, but for a year, he's definitely going to walk away. And he'll fill it up here in some feature film.
There's no coming back when you walk away.
He might not be on a great movie, but he'll appear in one feature film, then reset next year and see what happens.
Like, all you heard when Barry Sanders retired, when Calvin Johnson retired, all you heard was rumors. Could he be coming back? And they never do. And if they do come
back. Michael Vick came back.
Yeah.
Spent time in prison and came back and was still good.
Yeah, he didn't retire. He went to prison.
But he took time away and came back and was still pretty good.
And he probably stopped drinking and doing drugs and eating, you know, crappy fast food and got in good shape and came back and was okay. He wasn't.
He wasn't as good as he was. No, but he came back and he tried to reinvent himself over a thrower.
He didn't retire.
Then a runner. But you said when people take time away.
It's a mental state when you retire.
You think Gronk's mental?
Check out.
Is that a big part of his game, his mental state?
No, yes.
Admit that you were anticipating
catch football go.
More news from Gronk leaning towards your speculation he would retire by now.
There's no news right now. Him going to Gillette is not news. Ryan Hannibal, it's great.
Of course that's news.
No, it's not. He's still a member of the team. He's getting probably working out there.
So if he was going to quit, he wouldn't go work out there.
Free medical treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he would.
Why would he?
He gets to still meet with the trainers. He's still under contract.
He didn't even like those trainers to
Tom
begin
Brady.
With.
Imagine having to go on Cobra, retire now. They get the Cobra insurance.
He's a TB12 guy. Why would he be going to the facility? He could go to TB12 next door.
They have a good gym there. He would bench.
He'd be in where Brady is in Costa Rica.
Right.
Yes. I'm surprised there's not been more murmurs about it.
We'll see. We'll find out whether you're right or Chris and I are right.
We'll know at some point. I mean, hopefully this week. This week would be a good week
before
to do
we
it.
Get back to Kaepernick and
well, you have some dunk contest thoughts.
Yeah, I was flipping around last night, and I flipped by the dunk contest, and it just seems so tedious and stupid. You know, like the guy from the Thunder jumps over.
You jump over Shaq. No, I'm jumping over Dwayne Wade. Oh, here's an airplane. It's stupid.
And it just seems.
I loved it growing up. I'll admit.
Right, but it used to be stars in it. Dominique Wilkins and Michael Jordan were in it, and you know, Spud Webb.
Even Vince Carter was a star.
Vince Carter was a star. I mean, these guys.
Amadou Diallo. I don't think a lot of people are familiar with his work. Yes.
I thought that was the guy who got shot 41 times in New York when Springsteen wrote a song about him, I don't know him. Do you know him?
No, I know he plays for Oklahoma City.
He's the one that jumped over Westbrook.
Rich Keefe probably knows who he is. I don't. Yes, he jumped
it
over.
Just seems
they all jumped
dumb.
Over somebody. They was like, okay, that's our
watching
thing.
Steph Curry take threes is pretty cool. You know, it's
hit 10 in a row at one point.
Much more entertaining to me than the dunk contest and the stupid skills thing. I guess is fun because Tatum won it.
Fair than the dunk.
But here's to me the fake news of the weekend, and I'll tell you why. The story that the NFL owners wanted Adam Silver as their commissioner to take Goodell's job?
Yes.
Did you hear that story? Did you read that story?
Yes. I heard my friends Sheeman and Shepard talking about that story.
Okay, did they say it made sense? Did they believe it? I'll tell you why I don't believe it, Mutt.
They believe, that he'd be a better commissioner than Roger Goodell. Yes.
Okay, so in Roger Goodell, they're all making fortunes, right? Their teams are all worth billions. The revenue is record rates.
Same in the NBA.
The NBA right now is run by the players. It's not run by the commissioner. It's run by the players. It's run by LeBron James and run by Kevin Durant, who ruined the league, and run by Anthony Davis. They run the league. I'm watching this. I'm saying, you know, you're the NFL. You got, you know, you could franchise a guy. You know, you can sign a guy, a rookie, for a five-year deal. He can't move. He can't do anything. I mean, you control the league. The owners, the commissioner control the league. In the NBA, they let it get away from them.
Well,
Adam Silver let the thing get away from him to the point where you sign a guy for $40 million a year, and he can opt out every year. I mean, you get no control. Teams, franchises like, you know, Cleveland.
Jerry, they've quadrupled the value of the league since Adam Silver took over.
That is not true. Quadrupled the value of the league.
Quadrupled the team. The value team value of the league? Has quadrupled.
The revenue in the NBA is $8.5 billion.
What's the revenue in the NFL, like $20 million?
Where she points out the reasons why.
Baseball's $10.5 billion. $2 billion more a year
for baseball. The reasons why they want Adam Silver. Two things. One, the revenue explosion in the NBA. And
what's
two,
the revenue like in the NFL?
The way that he handled it. It's excellent. Of course it's excellent.
So why would you want to get rid of Goodell?
The lack of PR brushback they got from their anthem versus the NFL anthem. That was a big deal for the owners.
Anthem.
Why was the league getting all this pushback when the NBA
has
this nice strict
Adam
policy?
Silver
you
made a rule.
Or you,
or the league made a rule.
And what the owners want to know is why did it work for Adam Silver?
How does that make...
Why are they so media-friendly and we're not in the NFL? They were jealous of Silver.
How does it make Adam Silver socially conscious? I love that. You know, he's sympathized. He's a good liberal. Why does it make him smart? He made a rule. You have to stand for the anthem. You can't take a knee. So he won't.
That's smart. The NFL said, kind of do this, and
so
last minute threw something together.
If you want to express yourself, your First Amendment rights here, like Kaepernick had taken the, you can't. That tyrant Adam Silver won't allow it. And yet all the usual social justice warriors love him.
That's the point, is because he gets away with it for some reason.
And the NFL has $14 billion.
I'm not comparing the two, Chris. Don't dumb it down.
The
NFL
NBA
is
right
bigger
now,
than the NBA.
The NBA, right now,
understand
the NBA
that.
Right now, if you're an owner, it sucks, right? Your guys, you beg them to stay for a year, please. I mean,
if you're a have-not, it sucks.
Franchises
have,
like
you love,
Cleveland get like gutted, right? Cleveland's a pathetic mess.
The have-nots are struggling.
New Orleans is about to be gutted. So these franchises, they're happy with their system
yes.
under Adam Silver?
Yeah.
And guys, when you pay a guy like Kevin Durant $40 million a year and he can just walk away whenever he wants?
They're happy they have a league commissioner who is forward-thinking enough to get behind things like gambling legally on sports versus, say, Roger Goodell, who kicked and dragged his feet. That's the
gambling's
next big revenue maker for these guys.
It.
It's part of it, absolutely.
The only reason this is being speculated is because Silver is more media-friendly than Goodell. The media likes
Silver.
Goodell is a dink.
They're jealous about that Silver doesn't get the pushback that Goodell does.
Goodell's a dink, but there's a reason they keep extending his contract and keep paying him $40 million a year. They don't want the gravy train to stop. They're in control. They are in control. The owners in the NFL, the commissioner in the NFL are in control. In the NBA, it's LeBron and Durant and Davis and Kyrie. I mean, I think they underestimate the way the fans feel. I mean, really, are you really going to, like, if Anthony Davis comes to Boston in a trade in the summer,
yeah,
are you really going to buy a $100 Anthony Davis jersey and hope he stays more than 1 year?
Well, besides a long-term deal, you might
he will have an out after every year. I mean, you can't fall in love with him knowing that he could leave. I mean, how about all the kids who just love Jason Tatum right now?
He won the skills competition.
He won
Big
the skills competition.
Yeah,
he's
what a
young,
night for the
he's
Celtics.
Fun, he's great. You know, they could wheel him out of there in the summer.
And Adam Silver's great booming NBA, the dunk contest last night did a 3.5 national rating. The brutal, the unwatchable
Saturday night versus
home run derby did a 4.1.
You can
really?
Go to all
yes.
You want.
What
yes.
did the AAF league do last week?
17. No, it did a 2. So
they played two. They had a primetime game at 2 o'clock yesterday. They have another 8 o'clock NFL Network game tonight. We'll see how it does. It'll probably get smoked by the NBA All-Star game. But if it does a decent rating against the NBA All-Star game on NFL Network, that'll be a pretty good
move. If you ask everybody, this is from Clay Travis, and he's right. If you ask the average American what gets more viewers, the dunk contest or the home run derby, I would say overwhelmingly people would say more people watch the dunk contest.
No, it's on a weeknight versus
a weekend.
Can you
imagine if the NFL, if you took the NFL.
Saturday night's a terrible TV night, Chris. You know that.
So is the middle of summer.
No,
it's brutal.
No, but on a Monday or Tuesday night when nothing else is going on.
Imagine if the NFL will run like the NBA and like in Brady or Gronk. Has an out after every year, and they can make a super team.
Well, isn't Antonio Brown doing that now? Right. He's 3 years left in his deal, and he's tweeting out, "Hey Pittsburgh, thanks for the memories."
And you know what?
He wants to. He's jealous of the NBA guys,
right? So, sure he is. And if he wishes he were, you know, Kyrie, and he could call his friend and say, "Let's make a super team, and we'll all go play for whoever." L.A. We'll all go play in New York. I mean, that would be devastating. There is no way. That's why I think it's fake news. The NFL owners are smart enough to know that they got it made. There's no way they're jealous of their counterparts.
They hated the hit that they took ratings-wise last year because of the Kaepernick situation.
That's over.
That's what this stems from, though. It's a little shot at Goodell saying, "Hey, Roger, there's other guys that could do the job that you're doing for the $40 million you're getting." They'll be into a new commissioner.
Well, there's
right
no doubt about
CBA
that, but what
done.
Does Silver do that makes you want him? I mean, I don't get that.
The media loves him, man.
He let the league
media
get, they
loves
let
him.
The whole league get away from the whole thing. LeBron just took it away from them.
I want to apologize publicly, Glenn. We just NBA talk there. I know it's your thing. I apologize. We'll let you get to Anthony Davis. We'll save our Anthony Davis thoughts for Glenn on his show tomorrow. 617-779-7937. The phone number. The big story here at spring training, of course, is... there isn't really a big story here right now.
I read in the Globe, all the white guys are going to the White House.
We talked to Brock Holt about that. We'll play. We'll come back. We'll hear from Holt directly on the White House, and we'll react to it as we get you up until noon. And Tomasi and Bradford here in the booth for 4 hours.
And Bradford sat down with Embry and talked about the White House. He's all in. He's not apologetic at all,
which is really good. We'll get to all that and your calls. Mutt and Callahan live from spring training.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, it's Mutt and Callahan live from Fort Myers for Red Sox spring training on Sports Radio WEEI.
Do you plan on going? I know some of your teammates don't.
Yeah, I plan on going. I've never won a World Series before, so I think, you know, kind of the visit to the White House is kind of a special thing where you get to go in and you get to see some things that a lot of people don't get to see. So I'm going to see the White House, and I'm looking forward to
Did you see when Clemson went and they got Big Macs? And
I did. I've been asked that before, and I said if that's the case, I hope Chick-fil-A.
That was the one flaw.
I hope Chick-fil-A provides our spread.
Hate crime. That is a hate crime if I've ever heard one.
Well, how can we play that on a Sunday? The hell are we doing? Amen. Chick-fil-A's not open on Sunday, man.
He wants to go
bad
to the
job
White House.
What are you doing?
He wants to meet Trump, and he wants Chick-fil-A.
Oh, boy.
Next thing you know, he'll have a MAGA hat and a ski mask to be pouring bleach on people.
He's headed to the Navy Pier.
Oh, man. That is Brock Holt, and he's on the list of guys who are going. It's pretty split along racial lines, as Dan Shaughnessy pointed out today. 12 players plan on attending. One guy said he'll probably go. Four have already said they are not going. Mookie Betts, Jackie Bradley Jr., Rafael Devers, Hector Velasquez. Five undecided: Nunez, Bogarts, Price, Vasquez, and Rodriguez. Two of those said off the record they are not going, and this will be the next story in your Boston Globe. Red Sox fans, you out there who are upset about the Red Sox going to the White House. That's next.
I'm not sure you're going to see that in the Globe.
Dugan Arnett, baby.
But
front and center.
Why would you say off the record, I'm not going, but then not put it on the record? Don't you want to be? The Globe's crew staff is here, and when you say you're not going, they pick you up on their shoulders, and they carry you around the field like a champion. They won't want you to say, screw Trump, I'm not going. Then they will applaud you. So why are you doing that off the record?
I'm not sure. Maybe you don't want to deal with don't recognize just how publicized it'll be and how much excitement will be created over at the Boston Globe when you do say that. And someone eventually will, I guess, articulated it. Your point earlier is correct. The guys who are not going, Betts, Bradley Jr., Devers, and Velasquez right now have not done a great job in articulating why they're not going and explaining this thing specifically why. Alex Cora, I don't agree with them, but he has done, I think, the best job of trying to explain why he's now undecided. He said he was going to go, use the platform for good, dealing with Puerto Rico and the hurricane and the damage there. He is now saying he's undecided because of things that have happened. Even that, I would say, is not the right way to go about it. If I were him, I would go. But at least he's sort of talking about it. The other guys
he has
just said,
to. Those
I'm
the manager.
Going.
And you know what he should do? I'm going and I'm going to
talk. He sets the tone, yeah.
He should say, I'm going. I'm going to talk to Trump. I'm going to talk to, you know, Liz Warren and Ed Markey if they're there. And I'm going to talk about what more they can do for my island. I mean, that's what he always talks about, right? The treatment of his whatever you call it, territory, Puerto Rico, and the people there. Well, go and make your feelings known. You know, Trump is the type of guy that he's always looking for, you know, good publicity. He's always looking.
Well, he's looking for celebrity publicity. And celebrity if Alex Cora publicity. Comes in there and Alex Cora sits down and they talk about it, it's a little photo op, and he says, I talked to Alex. I mean, it's a throwaway line. He likes that. He likes right. when the Kardashians come in and say, hey, free this guy from jail. He loves all that sort of thing. This is what he lives for right now, that and crazy Twitter rants. So it would do a lot of good for Alex Cora. And if Cora does not go, it'll be interesting to see what the rest of the team does, because he is their leader. They all say that. They've been applauding him now for 3-4 months following the Red Sox World Series run. Wouldn't have won it without him. He was the main reason why. We had Sale tell us that he makes it less monotonous and how he changes things
they
every
love
day.
Him. They love him.
Colt, the same thing. They swear by this guy. And if he decides not to go, I think that could unravel the entire thing.
Alex Cora has reached the point where someday he's going to get fired, right? Someday?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine that day. You know, how's it going to go? Like, the players are going to revolt?
Well, how did it happen with Terry Francona? The players stopped listening. They had one incident that could turn into a big story, and that was it. That was the end of Terry Francona in Boston.
The beer and chicken?
Beer and chicken.
Well, that wasn't one incident.
That was a series of
things. I mean, but it was dummied down to one thing, beer and chicken, and he was not coming back.
Plus, if you read The Globe, he was, like, living under a bridge in a box.
Well, prescription pills he was popping?
Popping pills and snorting, you know, meth.
Voted for Bush.
So they did the smear campaign and just completely destroyed him, and
that's really affected him. He's
and then they made a hard time. Then they made it a trade for John Farrell, which is so hard to believe. They traded for John Farrell. Anyone can have him for anything right now, right?
It was the perfect storm. So they get rid of Francona,
but Cora does everything so well. He handles the media, deals with the players, deals with owners, management. I mean, he just seems
far cry from Bobby Valentine.
Like, he's got it all figured out. It's going to all fall apart on him someday, but I can't imagine how that's all going to play out.
I think it's his ego at the end. He is a guy that does think highly of himself, which is what most successful people do. But I think that that is one thing that could, if he gets too much of the credit, if the players don't perceive that they're getting enough, I think that's one thing down the road where Cora could possibly.
Well, I thought you were going to say ego sort of getting a battle with the front office. For example, if John Henry ever starts doing the, like you, we were told he was doing with John Farrell, getting him lineups and information. Right. Like, if he started that to Alex Cora.
Well, Francona and Lucchino, that was really part. I mean, chicken and beer was one thing, but there was some serious egos involved.
Yeah, there's a great scene at the beginning of the book. We're talking about Lucchino and the sweatshirts right before the parade. And
Shaughnessy's book.
And Francona making fun of him for that and mocking him for it. That could happen again if they decide as a front office, you know, Alex Cora is not doing the analytical things that we like, that Bill James, our buddy Bill James, tells us to do. That could be an issue for them.
Or if, you know,
that relationship.
Sale walks away as a free agent and Price sucks and, I mean, the pitching staff falls apart, you know, that could be the beginning of the end. But it's right now he's on top of the world.
Extended honeymoon for
Alex Cora. Everybody adores him, top to bottom in the organization. Everyone respects him. Everyone loves him. It's just couldn't be going better.
He negotiated the David Price thing last year, got David Price back on good terms with the team, fought through Pedroia not playing at all, got Brock Holt, Eduardo Nunez, has a closer, almost melts down in the postseason, then wins the World Series on top of all that. I mean, he could do whatever he wants this year. And the team, because of what they did, they're all buying in. I mean, they're all sitting with us. They're all talking at the benches over there about how great Cora is. The one theme we've had so far is these guys lauding Cora for his job.
I do think that the ownership and management will want him to go to the White House and just go. And just do what you do. You know, if you want to speak about Puerto Rico, do that in front of the cameras, but go. And if he says no, they'll have an issue. They'll be like, oh, all these players going to go and you're not?
If he doesn't go, I think Mutt's onto something. I don't think they go.
No, they have to. It's all set.
And I don't know if they'll cancel it for good, but there'll be another postponement.
Trump could cancel it on them like he did to the Eagles and then kind of takes them off the hook.
And then Foles could just go.
But if you have 15 players and like four coaches who are going, you're going to tell them, sorry, Alex isn't going, you can't go?
Yeah.
Suck on it.
He is our leader. Our leader's not going. We're going to reassess this and maybe go later in the year. And then at that point, this would be the second postponement, right? They're going to do it. They're supposed to do it. They were supposed to do it the other day, Jerry, right?
Right.
I thought they were doing it early because position guys didn't have to show up until yesterday. Yesterday or today was the first official position players show up day. And I realized after the fact, well, they did that so they can let players hide from having to go. And so they don't do it now. They move it to May 9th.
And that was a bizarre story. That was released, I believe, at 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon.
News dump.
Classic
news dump. Like the Kaepernick news dump.
Because of the government shutdown, we are not going to be attending the White House. And then that just disappeared.
Even though Clemson attended the White House during the government shutdown, they had a lot more people than the Red Sox, but
well,
it's
about
us.
To be JD Martinez is about to be asked. He's sitting down right now for the first time over at the picnic benches, and I'm sure he's going to be asked in the next 5 or 10 minutes whether or not he's going to the
He'll
White House.
He'll say he's going, but it's not. He doesn't care about Trump. He's just going because it's something to do. You know, be with his teammates, be a fun experience.
I think if he does, we'll certainly let you know.
We think he's not big liberal. He's strapping. He's a big Second Amendment guy.
Loves the Second Amendment.
Loves his guns. He's a
Doesn't mind tweeting
American.
About it. Nope.
Cuban Americans tend to be
Instagram.
Tend to be more conservative than your average, you know, Hispanic American. So we'll see. We'll hear from JD Martinez any moment now. But the big story is, Curtis, do I have this right? Mutt is making his first appearance at Twin Peaks today.
This is a huge day. It's been almost 11 hours since Mutt had a drink, so we're getting to Twin Peaks, and we're going to go to watch the Daytona 500.
This has been the week so far today from Mutt.
Yes, it has.
And now tonight, and you've only been hanging out these little piddly little Florida redneck
bars. Oh, don't
bars.
Say that. Rusty's is the quintessential.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the Stevie
Don't
Tomatoes.
Worry, Mike. You'll get your free drink tonight.
Stevie Tomatoes was great.
I got to buy a koozie today.
I like all those redneck bars. Those are my kind of people.
Happy hour, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. 8-hour happy hour.
In Mutt's room.
Twin Peaks is a whole different experience, Mutt. Twin Peaks is like Hooters times 5 or 6. It's huge.
There were two things
and
I had to
instead
see.
Instead of the orange things. Shorts, they have checkered, what do they call that?
Checkered, I don't even know.
Plaid. Plaid
flannel.
Tops.
They're wearing flannel?
It's not flannel. It's
looks like
plaid. Plaid is a material,
that
not
makes
a color.
They're wearing flannel. Atlanta.
They look unbelievable. They have no clothes on, and they have the temperature gauge of the beer as you walk
which
in.
Which I don't even understand. It's 29 degrees. The beer's 29 degrees.
Is that the perfect temperature for beer?
It's the coldest it can get without freezing, I guess.
So. I found it really doesn't matter for me.
But
warm, cold.
They hire these women strictly on their brains, which is nice. They'll talk, have some good conversation, but they are busting out of these plaid tops that is the uniform. So the only, every one of them has one, they have two things in common. They're both built for this job.
They love Trump.
And at 11 a.m., the place is packed. It's huge, though. You'll find a seat.
Well, my issue is that, are we going to get a seat for Daytona 500?
We'll be fine.
It's probably
the biggest
day of the year.
There's
over there, TVs, right?
TVs everywhere. You will have
it's a big.
Does Pete have a remote over there today? Do we know? He must.
Pete?
Sunday.
Pete, it's a Daytona event. If you're the afternoon guy,
yeah,
in Fort Myers,
you should do
you're
that.
Somewhere.
You should do that. You should go. What time is the Daytona 500?
2:30.
2:30. How long does it last?
Eight hours. Yeah.
I think I just saw Portnoy is in the pace car. They're putting El Perez in the pace car for the Daytona 500.
Well, Edelman's waving a flag at some point.
Yeah, the green flag.
There we go.
That's to start the race.
I've
never been. So the two things I wanted to do were go over to Miramar Lakes after hearing you guys do these broadcasts for years. Miramar Lakes. Because you had talked about where Dino lived for years.
It's just a real
I know, but I wanted to see for myself in the Florida Gulf Coast campus, which lived up to every bit of the hype.
Shares the lake with Dino.
I spent $114 in the bookstore. Might go back today and get another one of these. A larger size.
And busting out Twin Peaks. Florida Gulf Coast t-shirt.
So you're willing to do Twin Peaks today?
Twin Peaks today. We'll head over there.
Oh, boy. You're driving, correct?
I am driving.
Bingo.
I've been an Uber driver.
What's that? You've been awesome all week driving me around.
So the race starts at 2:30, goes for like 6 hours, and you're going to sit there and drink beer, 29-degree beer, the whole time.
Yes.
Yes.
This could get crazy.
Yeah, tomorrow morning will be an excellent show. Monday morning at 6 a.m. We'll come back and wrap it up and get you set for really the all-star show today. That's Tomasi and Bradford here from Fort Myers.
Getting you set for another Red Sox baseball season. This is Mutt and Callahan live from Fort Myers. Brought to you by Shaw's Supermarket and Northeast Electrical Distributors on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, a big day ahead here. Daytona 500 Sunday, which is a huge day around these parts. It was a live NASCAR show. Yesterday, there was a live golf show today. A lot of weekend programming on the Sheeman and Shepherd flagship 99.3.
Really?
A lot of good local programming, good local golf talk, good local NASCAR talk. And to find out what it is all about, Curtis and I will go to Twin Peaks later on today and report. You got a big day ahead. What's the plan? What are you doing?
No, I don't.
Nothing? Just hanging out?
No.
I don't know. You want to come to Twin Peaks with us?
Maybe. Maybe I'll stop by.
All right. You're a big NASCAR fan.
I'm right in that neighborhood.
You got a cold beer together? Come on.
Yeah, 29-degree beer. I like it.
Sprint across the highway.
It's not the kind of place you take your wife and daughter, though.
Why not?
I may be texting you earlier in the afternoon if he's starting to bother me and I need some relief help at the Twin Peaks, Jerry.
Well, isn't Bradfoe going to be there? That's his hangout.
Oh, that's true, right?
Oh,
but
great.
It will be a little nutty at the Daytona 500. That should be a little nutty. That is the heart. You know, that these are NASCAR people.
They are NASCAR people and Trump people. I've seen at least 4 Trump hats. People walking around different restaurants.
You have?
Yes. One was like a really cool Trump with a big America saying under. It wasn't just a Make America Great Again hat. If someone put some thought into this, Trump
Brilliant.
Was wearing it proudly. Now, he's an older gentleman that we saw at the dog track on Friday, but he was wearing it proudly.
Did you go to the dog track?
We did. It was a short visit. I was not a fan. We went.
Did you go?
We went on Friday before lunch. I thought we'd go in there and do some video stuff. And I was ready to go after 5 minutes, and thankfully Chris felt the same way. It was not for me.
Did you bet on any races?
No, I bought a couple racing forms for the weekend.
The only reason we went there was so that Mutt could buy his racing form, so that we could go back to his room and he could gamble that afternoon.
I could have printed them out at home. That was not true.
No, you could not print them out at home. You said because there was no color ink in our hotel printer.
I found color ink.
Okay, well, at that time, that was the reason we went.
Why didn't you bet on any races?
Because it was. I don't know how to explain it. I was skeeved out. I was skeeved out.
Skeeved out by a dog track?
It was just a weird scene. I'm not explaining it well,
now
but it
you
was.
You know how we feel youngest, about horse tracks.
We were the youngest people by far.
That's
it was
how
a
it
long
works.
Line for everything. It was a massive humanity with their programs up in front of them and their hot dogs and their little tuna sandwiches.
Matt, that sounds like a dog track.
No,
it's
the
horse
track.
That sounds like all the horse tracks you go to.
It was not even close. It was a much older crowd. No energy whatsoever. And he got out to the paddock there. They got out to the apron, track apron. The dogs are there in front of you. It just was not for me. It's for other people. I'm glad they enjoyed it, but Curtis looked like he looked the same way he did when he walked into Magic City. That same sort of feeling, like, I do not want to be here anymore.
Yeah, I did not want to be on.
And I did not fight you
there
at all. No.
Yeah, but you're a degenerate. You get to gamble.
Yeah.
Here's J.D. Martinez has been asked about, you know, how poorly he finished in the MVP race and other things. He has not talked about the White House yet.
He will get one of those, correct?
Yes,
correct.
We will have it with Robin Tomasi next when he does.
Good. We'll have it tomorrow morning because we are back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Tomasi will join us for at least some of the show tomorrow, as will Tom Werner.
Tom Werner, 8 o'clock tomorrow, and Ryan Brazier will join the show with Ken Laird's return on Tuesday. So
excellent.
Ken Laird will interview Ryan Brazier on the show.
I'm going to get out of the way, Jerry. You can try to interrupt if you want, but that's his guy.
Who said we weren't getting the big stars? We're getting Ryan.
Nailed it.
While he's talking to us, will he have his head cocked sideways, you think?
I think he probably will, yeah. We'll find out if he's going to the White House and talk about that and everything else. Tomasi and Bradford are coming up for, count them, four action-packed hours here from the JetBlue press box. And then NBA All-Star coverage later on this afternoon here on WEEI. We'll see you at Twin Peaks, Jerry. Couple hours, Daytona 500. We'll see you over there. Tomasi and Bradford next.